פרשת ויירא, הלכות תפילין בן איש חי, first year, הלכה חף ב'. אין לברך על תפילין דרבנו תם, אפילו אם לובשו לבדו. One does not make a ברכה on תפילין of רבנו תם, even if you are wearing them without רשי. והתם, what's the reasoning? משום דמדרגת תפילין דרבנו תם, גבוה משל רשי על דרך הסוד. על פי הסוד, על פי קבלה, the level of the תפילין of רבנו תם is on a higher level than the תפילין דרשי. So, וידוע כי רבנו אריזל נתן תם שלא יברך על של ראש. And the אריזל says, why is it that we don't make a ברכה on the של ראש? So, if you look at the פסק, of the poskim, the halachic authorities, you'll see safek b'chot la'akel, which is the reason of the pshat. The Arizal said a different reason. Everything has levels. Everything has a depth to it. We spoke about that before. It's important for a person to constantly advance in his understanding of Yahdut, of Judaism, to realize that everything, you can keep going deeper. So when you study the poskim, you study the gemarot, you study the rishonim, you study the achronim, you'll get to the maskana of not to make a bracha and tefillin shorosh, like the Sfaradim do. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin tells you, al-pi kabbalah, it's all mechuvan milimala, it's all directed from the Almighty, that it has a reasoning al-pi kabbalah. Mipnei, she'en bekochenu lamshich ha'or hanishpa mimadriga sheromezet latfilin shel rosh derashi. Says the Arizal, we do not have the strength to pull down the Kedusha of Tfilin de Rosh of Rashi with a bracha. V'kol sheken she Rabbeinu Tam, and how much more so of Rabbeinu Tam. Since Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin themselves in their entirety are on a higher level than Tfilin shel Rashi, and we know that in Tfilin shel Rashi, since the Tfilin shel Rosh are on such a high level, we do not have the strength to pull down the bracha, to pull down the Kedusha, but it happens on its own, like we learned previously in the Ben Ish Chai, that this process happens on its own. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. V'chen katav ha-Rama shelo levarech, v'chen nagu rabbanan kshishei d'Eretz Yisrael, and so too is the minhag of the elders, the elder chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Elu hen divrei ha-Rav Moshe Zechut. These are the words of Rav Moshe Zechut Zal, shevi'a magon chida, b'machzik berecha, siman l'medalet of ot gimel. Halacha chav gimel. רבנו אריזל בתחילה היה מנהגו ללבוש בשחית של רשי ושל רבנו תם. In the beginning, the minhag of רבנו אריזל was to wear רשי תפילין and רבנו תם תפילין in the morning. ובמנחה של רבנו תם לבדו. And in מנחה, he would pray with תפילין דרבנו תם. ואחר כך עשה תפילין דרשי כסברת שימושה רבה. There's a third type of תפילין. It's called שימושה רבה. שימושה רבה. It's תפילין, you'll notice them right away. They're much bigger. They look very, very big. שהם אצבעים על אצבעים, והיה לובש בשחית של רשי רבנו תם. He would wear רשי and רבנו תם in the morning. ובמנחה, היה לובש של שימושה רבה נזכר. And in the מנחה, he would wear this תפילין of שימושה רבה. And the מנשחי goes on to talk about this and says that, in fact, his father used to wear this שימושה רבה during Elul. The מנשחי says, but he did not necessarily have a minhag of wearing these tefillin of the Shimusha Rabba. We should be aware of them. It's Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a third type, it's called Shimusha Rabba. Halakha Chav Dalet. Mi shidarko lilbosh shel Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam biyachad. One who usually wears Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin together. V'ta'a. And he made a mistake. V'lakach tchila shel Rabbeinu Tam. וניחו וברך עליו. He usually wears Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin together. What did he do? In this case, instead of taking the Rashi tefillin first and making a bracha on them, what did he do? Mistakenly, he took the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and he made a bracha on the tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. וכשבא ליטול השני, הרגיש שטעה וברך על של Rabbeinu Tam. And then he realized, I've made a mistake. I made a bracha on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, which I don't usually do. יקשור תפילין של רשי בלא ברכה על סמך הברכה שברך רבנו תם. Nevertheless, says the Ben Ish Chai, you should tie the tefillin of Rashi. We're talking about a person who wears both of them together. And what does he do? You have in mind that the bracha of the Rabbeinu Tam covered this situation. Why is this so? Mipnei shehu darko kol yom lilvosh shnehem yachad. Since this person, his normality on a regular case, what does he do? He always wears two, and when he makes one bracha, he has in mind for both tefillin, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So we say the same thing here. Even though he happened to have picked up the wrong set of tefillin, he picked up the Rabbeinu Tam first. Nevertheless, we say that the one bracha covers for both of them. That since the Rashi tefillin were in front of him and he had in mind to wear them, he had in mind to wear both tefillin, he does not go ahead and make another bracha. Chen katab b'shelot tshuvot divrei chayim b'yoredeah b'sof tshuvato b'siman fei bet yuyan sham. V'nachon hu. Miu. Im ze darko lilbosh tefillin shel Rashi bilvad. If this person normally only wears Rashi on his own, ולקח תפילין של רבנו תם בטעות, and mistakenly, he took the תפילין of רבנו תם, בחשבו שהוא של רשי, וברך עליו, and then he took the תפילין של רבנו תם, and he thought that they were רשי, and he only puts on one pair of תפילין, ואחר כך נודע לו שלקח רבנו תם וברך עליו, and then afterwards he realized, I made a mistake and I took the Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Hine ze tzarich levarech od hapam kshelovesh el Rashi. And this person has to go ahead and make another bracha when he takes the tefillin of Rashi, when he puts on the tefillin of Rashi. Why is this so? Because he's only used to wearing one tefillin. He's only used to wearing Rashi. So he picked up tefillin and he thought these were Rashi. He didn't have in mind that this bracha should extend for any other tefillin. Therefore, when he realized his mistake and he came to put on a different pair of tefillin, he realized and he came to put on his Rashi tefillin, those tefillin were not covered by a bracha. Therefore, memele, what do you have to do? He has to go ahead and make another bracha. וזה העניין יזדמן כשאדם שואל תפילין מחברו שיש לו שני זוגות. This would happen, this occurrence will happen when a person will borrow tefillin from a friend, Rashi ורבנו תם, and his friend has two pairs of tefillin, והוא לא רוצה ללבוש אלא של רשי, and he only has in mind to borrow the Rashi ones, but his friend mistakenly gave him the wrong ones, ובטעות לקח של רבנו תם, וברך עליו, and mistakenly he took the רבנו תם tefillin, and he made a blessing on them, והגיד לו חברו, and his friend told him, you know, I mistakenly gave you the wrong tefillin. He says, oh, you gave me the wrong tefillin, my bracha, I have to put on Rashi tefillin, you have to put on Rashi tefillin. Nevertheless, the bracha doesn't count. ורוצה ללבוש של רשי אחר אותו הברכה. And then he goes and he wants to put on his Rashi tefillin. Afterwards, he has to go ahead and make another bracha. הלכה חף ה. אחר שיניח את תפילין, יומר פרשת קדש, והיה כביחה. After a person puts on the tefillin, it's suggested that one says the parsha of Kadesh, שמות פרק י' ג', and והיה כביחה, which is found in Shmot Perek Yud Gimel as well. כדי להשלים ארבע פרשיות בכל יום, כמו שכתב הרמב"ן ומורנו רב חיים ויטל, ואם אינו יכול לומרם כל התפילה, if a person does not have enough time to say these פרשיות before the תפילה, יאמר אותם אחר תפילה. He goes ahead and he says them after the תפילה. כנזכר מחזיק ברכה. The reason for this is we want you to say the Ben Ish Chai said, brings down the sources, he wants you to say all four parshiot. You're going to say Shema and Vahaya anyway. You're going to say Shema and Vahaya Im Shamoa anyway. So what's left to say is Kadesh Likol Bechor and Vahaya Ki Vyacha. But that's not part of the tefillah. So a person says those on his own. If you couldn't say them before tefillah, you should say it after the tefillah. Now this is not a halakha. This is a good suggestion. It's a very good suggestion. If you want to receive the optimal level of tefillin, then this is a very good suggestion. This is, if a person is in a pressed situation, he's rushing for time, he shouldn't feel that he didn't fulfill his mitzvah of tefillin if he didn't say these two extra parshiot. Halacha chavav. Achar shiniach tefillin shel yad, kodem shiniach tefillin shel rosh, lo yafsik, afilu lekadish ukedusha. After a person puts on his tefillin shel yad, and before he puts on his tefillin shel Rosh, he's now in that middle stage, lo yafsik, do not stop, even for Kaddish or Kedusha. ובתשובתי בסייעתא דשמיא בספרי הקטן רב פעלים, and in my book רב פעלים, העליתי במי שלובש רבנו תם לבדו. All this that he's mentioned was talking about one who wears Rashi tefillin. But what about one who is wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Does the same thing apply? You're not making a bracha. What's the reason you can't stop in between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh in Rashi tefillin? Because your tefillin shel yad, the bracha is covering the tefillin shel rosh. If you stop, it constitutes a hefsek, and the bracha doesn't cover it. But what might we say in regards to tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Since you don't make a bracha, there's no problem of stopping. Says the Ben Ish Chai. ובתשובתי בסייעתא דשמיא בספרי הקטן רב פעלים, העליתי במי שלובש רבנו תם לבדו, one who wears רבנו תם separately, he doesn't wear them together with Rashi, ונזדמן לו קדיש וקדושה, and he put on his תפילין, רבנו תם, he put on his hand, תפילין של יד, and then he heard קדיש וקדושה. בן של יד ובן של ראש, he heard them in between, די של יד ושל ראש, אף על גב, דבזה לא יש ברכה ואין כאן הפסק, even though there's no ברכה in the רבנו תם תפילין, so you might think that there's no הפסק. עם כל זה, לפי תם הרן והלבוש, according to the opinion of the רן and the לבוש, תסביר לו, הדאם פוסקים בין של יד ושל ראש, משום דכתיב והיו, שצריך להיות הוויה אחת לשתיהם, the רן and the לבוש hold, the reason you don't stop in between תפילין של יד and תפילין של ראש, is not necessarily because of the ברכה, because it says in the pasuk vayu, and meaning that what they have to be in one motion. Vayu means to be, to exist, to a happening. They should be in one motion. Your tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, they should be put on in one motion. There shouldn't be a separation. So this doesn't have to do necessarily with the bracha. Since it doesn't have to do necessarily with the bracha, it's just putting it on in one motion without stopping, this would apply equally to Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. V'ayim b'minchat Aaron, daf lamed zayin, shekatab b'ze tam al pi asod. Nevertheless, there is also a reason, al pi Kabbalah, not to stop in between Tfilin shel yad and Tfilin shel rosh of Rabbeinu Tam. V'al ken, tzarich lizaher, gam b'shel Rabbeinu Tam, af agav delekha b'racha b'ze. Therefore, one should be cautious, even when he's putting on Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, not to stop. מיהו? Nevertheless, עשיתי תיקון לזה, שלא לאבד קדיש וקדושה. Says the Ben Ish Chai, I came up with an idea. I have an idea of how you should not lose your קדיש וקדושה. Very simple. כיוון דאין כאן ברכה, יענה קדיש וקדושה. Since there's no ברכה, what can you do? Answer קדיש וקדושה. Even though it's in between your רבנו תם של יד and רבנו תם של ראש. ואחר שיענה, and after you answer, what do? יפשוט תפילין של יד, remove your תפילין של יד, ויחזור וינחנו מחדש, and then place them on again. So now you've basically, all you've done is started the process from the beginning again. Now when the Ben Ish Chai says, remove your תפילין של יד, doesn't mean you have to remove it in totality. You don't have to take it and remove it from your hand. You could just shift them over to your the back of your arm, and that would already be considered removing. As we're going to learn in the next parasha, if your tefillin are not placed on your muscle, then it is as if you're not wearing the tefillin at all. So just remove them from your muscle, and then the person could start the process again. V'achrav tefillin shel rosh, b'lifsek, and then you place your tefillin shel rosh without any interruption. L'kayem ma she'amar ha'katuv v'hayu, havaya achat l'shtehem, and this will fulfill the requirement of the ran and of the levush, that it should be in one motion, וגם על פי הסוד דרך זה יבוא נכון. And also, על פי קבלה, says the Ben Ish Chai, you will be gaining this aspect that you will be putting on the tefillin in one motion, which is important על פי קבלה. פרשת חיי שרה. Next parasha. We are going to only see part of this introduction, and we're going to bring down some points from the outside as well, about the importance of tefillin. Everybody look where it says, the second paragraph where it says, Uvazeh. Uvazeh. Uvazeh yuvam b'siyata dishmaya, and with this is understood, with Almighty's help, ma shamu rabotenu zal, this that our sages have said, v'ra'u kol ame ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, ויראו ממך. All the nations of the world shall see that the name of the Almighty is placed upon you, and they shall fear you. Tana dever Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, it's brought down in the name of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Elu tefillin shebarosh. The tefillin shebarosh have this power to create fear in the nations of the world. V'hainu, ki tefillin shel rosh hu sod ha'atzilut, da'alei etma uchvudi la'acher lo eten. The tefillin shebarosh they coincide with the highest level of atzilut, and in that place it's stated that I will not give any respect or any room to anyone else. The tefillin are able to reach a point in the heavens where no one else has room to be. Only those who are able to be connected to tefillin shel rosh. She'en magal leklipa sham. The kochot of the tum'ah have no power to reach that level in the heavens. ולכך הם נכנעים יותר מתפילין של ראש שלובשים ישראל. Therefore, when a Jew puts on תפילין של ראש, since his תפילין is able to reach this high level of atzilut, a place where no forces of tum'ah are able to reach, therefore it also has this power to create a certain fear amongst the nations of the world, meaning a separation between the Jewish nation and all the other nations. ועל כן מקום תפילין של ראש הוא מקום שיער ששם סוף הגולגולת שהוכר חלק הראש הנגלה. Look at the sheet that I've given out. We're going to talk some more about the tefillin. We have here the Derech Hashem. This is the Derech Hashem, Perek Dalet, Chelek Dalet, Perek Vav. אך עניין התפילין הוא יותר גדול מן הציצית הרבה. The תפילין is on a higher level than ציצית. והוא כי נתן הבורא יתברך לישראל שיהיו ממשיכים עליהם המשך ממש. The Almighty gave us a power to pull down קדושה מקדושתו יתברך. From the Almighty's קדושה. We have the power to pull down קדושה from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויתעטרו בו. And we will crown ourselves with this קדושה. באופן שכל בחינותיהם הנפשיות והגופיות יתייחסו תחת האור הגדול הזה. It will come to a point where all of our neshama, all of our nefesh, all of our guf will be affected by this light that we will be able to pull down from the Kedusha והקדוש ברוך הוא. ויתקנו בו תיקון גדול. And it will be able to fix up a lot of the kuchot, a lot of us. והוא מהשמר הכתוב, וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא עליך. This is the same pasuk that the Ben Ishchai just brought. And all the nations of the world will see that the name of the Almighty is placed on us. What does this mean, placed on us? Tefillin has the power to pull down a very high level of Kedusha onto our guf, our body, and our nefesh, our soul, our neshama, all aspects of us. ותלה עניין זו במצווה זו, בכל יחותיה ופרותיה. ואומנם, שני איברים ראשיים נמצאים באדם. Nevertheless, one should know that there are two main body parts that a person has. ובהם הנשמה מתגברת תגבורת גדול. And the neshama, one's soul, has a very strong tefisa. It's caught in there very strongly. והם המוח והלב. It's your mind, your brain, and your heart. These two places have a very high component of your neshama. וציווה הבורא יתברך שימשך האור הזה למוח תחילה על ידי תפילה של ראש ויתוקן בו המוח ונשמה שבו. When a person puts on tefillin, the Almighty commanded that you are pulled down kedusha to your moach, to your brain, ויתפשט אחר כך על הלב, and then it spreads out from your moach to your heart על ידי תפילה שידת שכנגדו, ויתקן גם הוא בו, and your heart also gets fixed, also gets infused with a big sense of kedusha. ועל ידי זה נמצא האדם כולו בכל בחינותיו, and then it comes out that the human being, right, when a person puts on tefillin, in all his aspects, נכלל תחת המשך הקדושה הזאת ומתעטר בה. The person is included in this high level of קדושה, and he crowns himself, and he prides himself with this קדושה. ומתקדש קדושה רבה. All this is, how long does it take to do this? How long does it take for a person to fill the mitzvah tefillin? 2 minutes. How long does it take to put it on? Say Shema. Tefillin Shidah, Tefillin Shel Rosh, and say Shema. All that happens in that instant. Now there are different levels. You could be mechazek that, as the Ben Yishchai will tell later on. The top of the page, this is the Zohar in Tikkun Mem Zayin, Pei Gimel Amud Bet, talks about the ma'ala, the high status of tefillin. Talks about the ma'ala, the high status of tefillin. Vayivra Elokim et ha'adam betzalmo, and the Almighty created man is in His image. Betzalem Elokim bara oto. Man was created in the image of God. Tachazi, come and see. Kol man da'anach tefillin al reishe v'al droi. Any person who puts tefillin on his head and on his arm. Kala salik b'chol yoma. There's a voice that emanates every day in the heavens. Lekol chivan merkavot v'ofanim usrafim. Celestial beings, this voice goes out in the heavens to the celestial beings, umalachim, and to the angels. Dibemanin atzlota. Those celestial beings and angels that are appointed on the tefillot, there are those who are responsible for the tefillot, and a voice comes out to them. Havu yakar l'diokna demalka. Give importance, give status. Look how important the image of the king is. Di'iu man da'anach tefillin. Who is that? That's the one who puts on tefillin. One who puts on tefillin, a voice goes out in the heavens and announces, give kavod, give respect to the image of the Almighty. Who is that? That is the one who puts on tefillin. Da'alei itmar on him and said, Vayivra Elokim et ha'adam betzalmo. When the pasuk says in Bereshit, the Almighty created man in His image, what does this mean? Betzalem Elokim bara oto, in the image of God. Betzalmo, in His image. Betfilin dereisha kegavna detfilin demari alma. Tefillin that a person wears like the tefillin that the Almighty places as well. There's a Gemara. The Gemara states a similar concept to this. We see from here the importance of tefillin, needless to say, and how what seems from the outside such a simple mitzvah. When I fly in the airport, so a lot of people think that the most healthy nation is the Jewish nation. Why is that so? Because I'm always taking my blood pressure every time I'm in the airport. I take my blood pressure with these black boxes on my arm and on my head. Looks like a simple thing from the outside, but in the heavens, they announce, give respect to the image of a person who is in the image of God. When the tefillin, that is considered his image. Halacha Aleph, Ita b'midrash Peliya. It is stated in the Midrash Peliya. Midrash Peliya is a midrash that is full of wondrous statements, as you're about to see. Em nechin tefillin ela b'shabbat. You only place your tefillin, when do you wear them? On Shabbat. This happened to me once. I was talking to someone about tefillin. Rabbi, I don't have time. I'm so busy. I can't put on tefillin. I told him it takes 3 minutes, 5 minutes to put on tefillin. He says, I don't have time to put on tefillin. So he says to me, but I do put it on once a week. You put it on once a week? Yeah. Very good. That's a start. Start from that. He says, yeah, put it on once a week. I asked him, can I ask you when you put them on? He goes, yeah, every Shabbat. When I don't have anything to do, I'm not working, I put on my tefillin every Shabbat. So the one day he puts it on a week is not even the day he's supposed to wear it. Right? Here it says, "Itam midrash pliya em menichin tefillin ela b'shabbat." You only put on tefillin when? On Shabbat. It's a very wondrous statement. We know that Shabbat, you don't put on tefillin. V'hu pele, says the Ben Ish Chai. V'arav marasham zal peresh beze b'lukite shoshanim. And the marasham explained, "Shelo shebesof sefer karnaim yuyan sham. Ach shamati b'shem agon Rabbi Akiva Eger zal shepiresh." I heard in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he explained as follows. Bishabbat, you take the letters, Bet, Shin, Bet, Taf, Rashi Tevot, each letter stands for a word. Bet, Bimkom, Se'ar, Bimkom, Tafuach. Bet, Shin, Bet, Taf. So which spells, Bimkom, Se'ar, in the place of your hair, Bimkom tafuach. You only place tefillin in the place where your hair is, meaning on top of your forehead, right by your hairline, as we'll see, and on your muscle, in the elevated spot. Ki tefillin shelrosh dino la'anicho b'makom se'ar. Tefillin shelrosh have to be placed where the hair is. U'tefillin shel yad tzrich la'anicho b'perek ha'tachton ha'samuch la'katef. The tefillin shel yad have to be placed on the portion of one's arm that's adjacent to the shoulder. The arm is divided into two. You have the forearm connected to the palm, and then the part that's right before the shoulder, where the muscle is. So that's where the tefillin have to be placed. Babasar ha-gavoa, it has to be on the elevated part. V'atafuach ha-nikra kiboret. This is called kiboret, the muscle. Lashon kiboret da'ahine. The pirusho kivutzat marim, a cluster of dates, the group. V'chen rotze lomar kivutzat ha-basar, a group, a portion of the flesh that's together. V'haynu basar ha-tofeach, that's the part of the muscle that's elevated. Al ken tzarich la'azir et ha'am bazeh. You have to warn people in this, and constantly, and it pains me so much to see people putting on tefillin, but they're not putting them on in the right place. If a person puts them on in the wrong place, then he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. You have to put it on in the right place. Bifrat b'tefillin sherosh yesh harbe nichshalim ve'em yedakdekim b'chach. Especially when it comes to tefillin sherosh, there are many people who don't wear them correctly. Utzrichin lizaher shetihe hakatzeh hatachton shel hatitura munach al makom hatchalat ikarei ha'se'ar. Now, the tefillin is separated. Take the tefillin. There's the titura, which is the foundation of it. The ma'abarta, where the leather strap goes through. The bayit, which is the elevated box part, or it's called the ketitza as well. So you have the titura, which is the foundation. It's wider. It's the widest piece. On top of that is the ketitza, or the bayit. And then the ma'abarta. So what happens is the titura has to be that it does not pass one's hairline. Meaning what? The whole tefillin have to be resting on your hair. They cannot be on any part of what we call the forehead. It has to be that it does not, the titura does not pass the hairline. That's what the Ben Ishchai says here. U'tzichin lizaher shetehe ha-katze ha-tachton, the edge of the titura, munach al makom, it should be placed, hatchalat ikarei ha-se'ar, the beginning of the hairline. Shegam ha-titura hi miklal ha-tefillin, the titura is also part of the tefillin. Even though it doesn't have any parchment inside, that part, that base, doesn't have parchment inside, nevertheless, it has to be placed where the hair is. V'adam sheyesh lo sarot arukot v'shochvot ad chatzi ha-metzach, and a person has long hair, and it goes onto his forehead, it's a long ponytail, af al pi shemaniach ha-tefillin al-se'ar, even though he's putting his tefillin there, on the hair, that doesn't count. Lo mehani. Deba'inan me'atchalat ikarei ha-se'ar u'lemala. It has to be from where the roots start. When the roots start, all the tefillin has to be from there and back. Ve'shi'ur makom zeh. How do you know where it is exactly? It's a long, long place. Ad she'mocho shel tinok rofes. This portion is a square of where the baby's head is soft. When a newborn baby, they have this little square in the front of their, on top of their head, they have a square that's softer. Everybody says, don't touch the head, don't touch the head, don't touch the head. Now, so one time when nobody's looking, touch the head and see that little part, not too hard obviously, right? And you'll see that little, there's a like a square right in the middle that goes straight down. That's where the tefillin should be. Interestingly enough, there's a reason for that, why that's considered the soft part and as well. V'im heniho lemata b'makom shekalu ikarei ha-se'ar, if a play harei ze midrach ha-karaim, if a person put them and they passed the roots of the hair, that's the way of the karaim, v'lo kiyem ha-mitzvah, and he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. V'gam ne'enash ha-kach, and he's punished on this as well. U'miu, ish zaken shenashru se'arot rosho. What if one has a receding hairline, v'chen ha-kireach, or one is balding? How do you know? Even though they do not have hair on their head, yanichu hatefillin b'makom shayabo mikodem ha-se'ar. You should place the tefillin where the hair used to be. V'zeh nikar b'chush ha-re'ut. And you could tell, says the Ben Ishchai, sheyesh efresh ben or ha-kocha le'or she'en tzomeach. There's a difference in the scalp where the roots used to be and where there was never any hair. So at that point, a person could see if he has a receding hairline. Or if he's bald, then a person could see at that point where to put on the tefillin. The skin is different. Sheyesh efresh ben or ha-kocha le'or she'en tzomeach sham se'ar etzel kol adam. To the place, there's a difference between the place where the hair used to grow and where the hair does not grow at all. V'da, ki b'sifri ha-katan mekabtze el, heveti divrei ha-rav chaye adam, shekatab. Let's say you have a case where the majority of the tefillin are on the place of the roots of the hair, and just a minute part of it is on the forehead. ורק מיותו על המצח במקום שקל לו יקרה השערות, לא יצא ידי חובתו. The חיי אדם says, you did not fulfill your requirement. The בעינן כולו ממש, you need the entirety of the תפילין במקום שיער. In the place where the roots of the hair are. והבאתי דברי הרב נחל אשכול, בספרו האשכול, סוף הלכות תפילין, שהביא דברי הרב חיי אדם הנזכר ואלה, כן, גם זכרתי שם מה שכתבתי בסייעתא דשמיא בספרי הקטן רב ברכות, דף קפ"ז, בדין הפרשיות היוצאות חוץ לבית, ופלפלתי בדברים אלה, וסוף דבר, שזה זה בן ישראל, העליתי כסברת הרב חיי אדם, דבעינן כל הבית כולו במקום שיער. The whole tefillin, the whole of the tefillin has to be on the roots. הלכה ב' גם הקשר של ראש, the knot of the של ראש, יהיה מונח במקום שיער, should also be placed in the place of the hair, meaning on the back of the tefillin you have the front part where the box is, and the back part has the knot. It's in the form of a dalet. It's usually in the form of a dalet or a double square, which is like a double dalet. It's in the form of a dalet. Vu keneged hapanim. Where do you place that? You place that in the back of your head. It's straight with your face. If you take your finger from your nose straight to the back of your head, you reach like a little hole where your skull ends and your neck begins. That little hole is what he's talking about. A little bit above that. A little bit above that. You tilt your head back, you'll feel the end of your skull. End of your skull is like a little hole where your skull ends, above that point. That's straight with your face. Ve'im maniach kakesher al hatzavar, if one places the knot on the neck, lo asa klum. He did not fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. She'en ze nikra oref, that's not called oref. So, therefore, a person has to be very careful that the tefillin shouldn't be, it's better they should be a little smaller then they are a little bigger. If they're bigger, they pass the roots of the hair, or in the back, they go down too low. He's not fulfilling his mitzvah. Therefore, it's better for them to be a little smaller, because if one has more room to move with them than if they're bigger. Now, the Gemara Menachot, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Bet, says something very interesting about the significance of the kesher of the tefillin, the knot in the back. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kesher she tefillin, the knot of the tefillin, in the back of your head, Tzarich sheye lemala. It should be elevated on your head. Kedei sheyu Yisrael lemala. So that Am Yisrael is also up. Interesting. The Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer Ben Yoyada, doesn't let a Gemara like this just get away. You can't just let something like this just glide by. I'm going to explain to you what this means, says the Ben Ish Chai. So Ben Ish Chai says like this. We have in Am Yisrael, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Each one of them, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, coincides, fits with a different aspect. The Kohen is Chesed. The Levi is Din. Ben Ish Chai explained this. And Yisrael is Rachamim. So you have Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. The Ben Ish Chai says, if you take those equal Am Yisrael. If you take the gematria, the numerical value of Chesed, Din, and Rachamim, Chesed 72, Din is 64, Rachamim is 298, comes out to number 434. So Am Yisrael, which equals Kohen Levi Yisrael, which equals Chesed, Din, and Rachamim, equals the number 434. The letter Dalet. Dalet, Lamed, Taf also equals in Gematria 434. Taf is 400, Lamed is 30, and Dalet is 4. So what he's saying here is that the Dalet in the back, the Ben Ish Chai says, of the Tefillin coincides with Israel. And that Dalet, how does it coincide with Israel? Because that is able to tap into all the Kochot of Chesed, Din, and Rachamim, and that should be elevated. That part should be elevated. And when one elevates that, the Am Yisrael is elevated as well. הלכה ג' צריך לכוון התפילין של ראש שתהיה הקציצה באמצע רוחב הראש. One should be careful that the תפילין של ראש should be placed in the middle of the head. We said that they cannot pass the roots of the hair, but where on the head do they have to be? So they shouldn't pass, they should be in the middle. כדי שתהיה בין העיניים. So it fits the point that's right between the eyes. וכן צריך שיהיה הקשר גם כן באמצע העורף. And the knot in the back, the dalet, should also be in the middle. לא יתה לכאן ולכאן. It should not move either way. גם המקום שבקשר שנראה כעין דלת יהיה לצד חוץ. The dalet part should be on the outside ולא כלפי העורף. והוא הדין בקשר, the knot of the תפילין של יד, יזהר שלא יתהפך, should not switch. ואם נתהפך, נכון לטענות, the Benish Chai brings that if one, the straps did flip over, it's proper to fast. ואם קשה עליו התענית, יפדהו בצדקה. If it's hard for him to fast, then a person should be פודה, meaning he should pay the amount that it costs for a meal. How much does a meal cost? A regular meal is a falafel. Whatever falafel costs, you go to the store, you say, I wonder how much a falafel is, but I don't want to buy it. And you take that money and you give it to tzedakah. It's equal. That's what the Ben Ish Chai brings down in terms of this. The Magen Avraham in Siman Chav Zayin, Siv Katan, Yud Zayin, brings down that this that you have to fast if the straps turn over is only if it happened in the place of where the Rosh is. You have where the strap fits onto the head. Those straps that go from the box to the knot, that point. Or, the Magen Avraham says, only at the point where it turns over, where you knot the arm, right, where it wraps around the muscle, only at that point. That's the only place that the halakha requires it. And Chacham David Yosef, in Otzrot Yosef, Chelek Bet, Siman Yud Aleph, brings a whole list of poskim, the Madnei Yom Tov, and the Mamar Mordechai, that say that this is only if a person does it on purpose. But if a person put on his tefillin properly and they just happen to have switched over, then there's not even a midat chasidut to fast in that case, or even to be podeh in tzedakah. That's how he's posek his halakha. We'll stop here.